This is session 8 of Hardship to Hope. And the focus of this exercise is braving uncertainty. You know, braving uncertainty means being able to face something that might be difficult or new without really knowing how it's going to work, how it will work out, or even if, you know, maybe being really aware that there are some risks. You know, it involves being vulnerable. And the root of change is the ability to be vulnerable, to, you know, step out of our comfort box and to, you know, try something new. Do something we've never done before. And also, you know, kind of take the risk as far as how other people will react. A lot of times, the greatest fear can be around being afraid of people judging or condemning or mocking or whatever. So braving uncertainty means being able to feel that kind of discomfort, the discomfort of the risk, and doing it anyway. You know, so much of the time, it's really hinged on the power of the support that we feel from those around us. You know, there's a saying that I really like: when people feel loved and supported, they go and do amazing things. I've seen that. I've seen that to be true. So let's take 5 minutes. We're just going to go into meditation, go into a deep place of calm, whatever that looks like for you. I'll lead you with some breathing. I have a few affirmations that I'll say, you know, a little ways into the time, and then we'll be done. All right, so let's start. Breathe with me. Yourself to begin to drift to that deep place of calm that you have, that you're getting to know, or maybe that you already know really well. Allow yourself to just relax. Here are some thoughts and affirmations that you can try on. See if it fits, or if it's something that you would like to fit. When it gets scary, I share my true feelings. I don't know what's coming, but I can handle it. Whatever happens, I'll thrive. It's just my nature. I won't be someone's slogan because I'm poetry. I'm a work in progress, and I'm a masterpiece. When I know what I'm feeling, I can get centered and grounded. And also, the more I'm able to talk about how I'm feeling, the better I connect with others. Just allow yourself to be in this, this really peaceful place together. And we'll get ready to start coming back. Take your time. Nice job.